Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Sports Radio FNZ, a few quick Star Wars NFL comps. 9 and a number saying Trevor Lawrence is Princess Leia. Moving on.
That's not fair.
We also have, there's a great one here. Ryan saying Ryan Fitzpatrick is Obi-Wan Kenobi, always training the younger Jedi. Okay, I like that one. And also...
But we're getting away from this year's draft when you start going Ryan Fitzpatrick and all those dudes.
Listen, if the comp fits... Who am I to turn it down? Final one here. Let's say seven. I think this is Big Cat Dan saying Aaron Rodgers is Kylo Ren. Man, Aaron Rodgers in the Star Wars comps is taking a beating today, Stan.
Him and Lando. Those are the two that are not. It's not going well.
Okay.
For them coming up out of there. Surprisingly, no Yoda.
Yeah, Yoda is.
Yoda's got to have a comp.
That was the one that made me laugh. Somebody said, does this mean Trey Lance's Baby Yoda?
No. There is no such thing as Baby Yoda. There's Grogu, and then there's Yoda.
Why does it trigger you so much that it's Baby Yoda?
Because it's not Yoda's baby.
Well, nobody's assuming. It's just baby. It is somebody saying that is a Yoda thing that is a baby. It is the same species or whatever the heck Yoda is and a baby. It's nobody saying it's Yoda's baby. Otherwise, they would say it's Yoda's baby.
You know what we've never said in your lifetime or mine? Hey, that baby reminds me of Christ. Is that supposed to be baby Jesus or something? Like, we just don't say that.
Well, no, but we call it a baby human.
Because it's a baby of a human.
I think I... Yeah, and Yoda is a Yoda.
But we don't call each other human. Yoda has a name.
Well, yes, Yoda has a name, but we don't know what his type is called, so he's a Yoda. He's Yoda who's a Yoda.
I think it's lazy to just refer to him as Baby Yoda since we don't know the species. Either be patient or just call it what it is, a Baby Grogu.
All right, guys, continue to send in your NFL...
Oh, it makes me hot.
Star Wars comps for Baby Yoda or Grogu.
Stop doing that.
In the meantime, it's time to get on with the rundown here, powered by Mark Spain Real Estate. Earlier today, news broke that Miles Bridges will be out for the rest of the regular season, 10 to 14 days. He's in the health and safety protocols. Definitely not something you wanted to hear today if you are a Hornets fan, Stan, especially, because not only we miss tonight, P.J. Washington will miss tonight as well.
Yeah, P.J.'s out for personal reasons. I'm not going to overreact tonight because Detroit, and let's call it what it, Detroit's tanking. They're not really trying to be competitive. They're giving a lot of young guys a whole bunch of minutes right now. The last time I looked, the Charlotte Hornets were still favored by 4. They should win this. I'm more concerned about Miles because I'm like, okay, well, are they going to start doing contact tracing from somebody else on the roster? Who else is going to be impacted by this? Well, and Miles was playing damn good basketball since he's been in that lineup as a starter.
I would imagine that this would have already started to trickle out. I'm hoping that is the case, that once the Miles news broke, that anything, because of the way contact tracing works and the protocols the NBA has in person, I would assume that we would have heard about that. I hope that is the correct assumption. Also, somebody sent Panther Cliff saying, is Tom Brady Daddy Yoda? we
you know
move
what?
On.
That's exactly who he is. Brady is Yoda. I like that. He goes from galaxy to galaxy, manipulating, using the Force for good, and he delivered a Super Bowl to Tampa.
So wait, you're not cool with somebody saying Baby Yoda, but you're cool with Yoda being called Daddy Yoda?
No, I'm not. I was just looking more at the Yoda. It's not Daddy Yoda. We don't know that Yoda's a daddy. We know that he raised clearly the Jedi's and all
of
that.
Are you telling me Yoda didn't go to DTPT?
There's no evidence that there are female Yoda types, whatever the species is.
Why does he got to stick with other Yodas?
we look at Grogu. Clearly that came out of Pappy thinking about life. Clearly, now even though that's not his daddy, clearly he came from two Yodas. Or maybe three Yodas. They do things differently on Alderaan, wherever the hell he's from. Tom Brady is Yoda. I love that comp.
I just want to come back to this before we move on to number two.
What is wrong with you, man?
Yoda never went to DTPT.
There's zero evidence that Yoda got busy, and there's zero evidence that he kept his socks on.
I'm going to tell
you. He's definitely a socks off kind of dude.
I'm going to tell you is, dude's alive for 500 years, and he's not taking the nectar of love. I'm sorry, sir.
No, Queen Amidala's country women are not looking out for the homie.
Look at all the things that there. Look at all the kind of animals there are in.
What
Star
is it,
Wars.
Naboo? Yoda's not doing a getaway to Yaboo with the rest of the squad to see what's happening.
You're telling me there's not far off remote planet that has something that Yoda wants to get next to?
No, there are no galaxies far, far away that Yoda goes to get himself together.
I can only use man as the example on this. We've heard of dudes doing things with every kind of animal.
This segment.
All I'm going to tell you is, if Yoda didn't have a female Yoda, Yoda could have found someone to go to DTPT with. That's all I'm saying.
Number two, Bill. Please, number two.
Number two.
J.C. Horn, our new cornerback here at the University of South Carolina. We know who his parents are. He joined the clubhouse earlier today and shared his thoughts on guarding guys like Kyle Pitts and Devontae Smith.
Kyle Pitts for sure, just because he's such a big body that even when you're there, he's still never covered. And then Devontae Smith was also a tough challenge, who was a great receiver. So just week to week in the SEC, it was great receivers, but I have to give a nod to those two. Is like my toughest opponents.
So interesting stuff from J.C. Horn today on the clubhouse. I'm excited to see what this kid can do early, because when you do go up against Kyle Pitts or Julio or Mike Evans down yonder in Tampa or Michael Thomas, Dante Jackson plays his butt off. Those are not matchups he should win.
No, that's right? Not favorable. No.
But JC has the size to deal with those guys.
Don't do that.
And what?
Don't do that.
Wait, so you were cool with the Yoda DTPT stuff, but this
can
I
we
can't
focus? No. I think if someone is thinking of JC Horn as somebody that we are going to use to try and mitigate what we believe Kyle Pitts will be in that offense, I think that would be ill-advised.
But
you're not putting a corner on Kyle Pitts.
Well, no. Obviously, Kyle Pitts is a little bit different, but Kyle Pitts is built just the same way as Julio Jones and Mike Evans are. They're all 6'4", 6'5", 230, 240-pound guys.
No, he's bigger than both of them. And he's as fast as, not quite as fast as Julio. I can't remember what Mike ran. I don't want to think about. I need J.C. Horn to just be a corner and just worry about that. Now, I'm not saying he won't be in situations where he may have to guard those type of guys just based on what they want to do. But I think specifically with Kyle Pitts, I don't know that I love that. Here's what all I know, and the last part on Kyle Pitts. I don't know what the PFF grade was on J.C. Horn while guarding Kyle Pitts and Kadarius Toney when South Carolina played Florida. All I know is Kyle Pitts had two touchdowns. Now, Mukwamu, the other corner that was opposite of J.C. Horn, he got drafted by Dallas in the sixth round. So all I know, it was two NFL corners out there, and Kyle Pitts still scored twice. I just leave it there.
Number three.
Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan joined the Rich Eisen show yesterday and discussed the call he had with Green Bay about their current quarterback, Aaron Rodgers.
The exact truth is I don't want to wake up the next day on Friday and see Aaron Rodgers, one of the best quarterbacks in this league, traded without doing any due diligence on it. So I just called Matt and asked him if there's anything to it. And Matt told me I'd be wasting my time if we had Lynch call. And so Lynch did not call anyone the next day. But yes, I did reach out to Matt.
I don't know that I believe that. Maybe. I don't know, Nick. I think Aaron Rodgers will play this year in Green Bay, and then it's after this year. It's a wrap.
Yeah, I don't really get what Green Bay's angle in all of this is.
Me neither.
You clearly thought Aaron Rodgers was on the downside, so you drafted somebody to take his place. Now, that doesn't mean you drafted him to take him the next year, but you knew in drafting him that a guy who has been a little persnickety might be a little angry about that. So the idea that you didn't plan for what happens, the easiest thing to plan was the way out, right? The tough thing to do in this scenario is say, we're going to take a first-round quarterback. No, we're going to trade up for a first-round quarterback to eventually replace Aaron Rodgers. And it's tough because you have to decide, am I going to tell Aaron? Am I not going to tell Aaron? What message does this send to the fan base? When should we make the move? But once you make the move, then you have 12 to 24 months to pull it off. And what Green Bay showed me is they haven't put a moment's thought into that, which makes Brian Gutekunst a bit less smart than I thought he was leading into all this.
This is just terrible optics and bad front office management. This is a train wreck.
Number four.
You couldn't help yourself. Carolina Panthers head football coach Matt Rhule also dropped by the clubhouse today. Hollered at our boy Kyle Bailey during middays, 10 to 2, each and every weekday.
Clubhouse.
Discussed Luke Kuechly's decision to step away from the team and personnel department.
Leave, he did.
Yeah, I mean, I think Luke got to the end of the season and, I think he recognized that he was ready to, you know, take some time for himself. I mean, this is a guy that poured his heart and soul into playing for so long, and then didn't really take a break after getting done playing. You know, jumped right into scouting and helped us a ton the first year. As a pro scout, getting ready for other teams. Got to pro free agency, and then I think just realized like, hey, you know, I need to go take some time for me. So I can't, I don't want to speak for Luke, but it was something that I fully supported. I'm grateful for what he did while he was here.
I can completely empathize with this explanation. I hope that's really what the case was. And I don't want to assume anything untoward here. Like, Luke did do it. Like, the timeline that Matt Rhule threw out there was 100% correct. But if in September, Luke Kuechly is the new scout for the Washington football team, that's going to have a lot of, we're going to have a lot of questions for that. Or if
that was
in 3 weeks, Luke suddenly is rested up and fished up and suddenly ends up in Washington, I have no reason to believe that Matt Rhule is being dishonest here, but I'm just hoping for this organization who's not handled everything optically the right way. I hope that this truly was the case and that Luke doesn't have something to say about it otherwise.
Yeah, I want what's best for Luke. He's earned that. So whether it's Washington or another organization, when he's ready to come back to football, if he comes back to football, it won't bother me one bit. There's one guy I have no issue with in what he wants to do in his life after the game, and that's Luke Kuechly. He's earned that, no doubt about it.
Rundown, that was.
When we come back, we're going to get to the latest on the Hornets' health issues on Sports Radio FNZ.
Insufferable is the word.
Sports Radio FNZ. Mecklenburg County Health Department wants you to know millions have been vaccinated. They are safe, effective, and free. Get the facts you need at
Why are you laughing, man? What's going on with you?
.gov. All right, again, that's mecnc.gov. So Billy DeMarlin just sent us a picture.
I saw that bleep.
From that CC Sabathia, former Yankees and Indians pitchers, tweeted out of him dressed up. I'm assuming for May the 4th, which has become Star Wars Day, and I think he's supposed to be dressed up like Yoda, but he looks like Shrek.
Yeah, it was what did I tweet back? It's a bit much for me, and I had some emojis to accompany that. Yeah, I understand where CC was trying to go, but this is what Star Wars does to people. You geek out and you start doing stuff that you ordinarily wouldn't do on behalf of the Star Wars franchise. CC, my dude, And I know you're living comfortably up there in the palatial estates in Alpine, New Jersey. I've driven by the CC crib. CC's got a good thing going up there. CC, that was a bad look, though.
If you were out just around town in Alpine, New Jersey, and you were just walking, maybe going to the hardware store, I don't know what they have up in there.
They don't have much except big bleeping houses.
And all of a sudden, there's 6'7", 325-pound CC Sabathia, dressed up like Yoda, but he looks like Shrek.
Oh, wait, is that, that's Yoda? I thought for sure that was Baby Yoda.
You guys are
not
really
you guys. He's the one doing it. I'm not doing it.
No, really, though. That's not
no,
Baby
really
Yoda.
No, really, though. I'm going to say this one last damn time today on this program. Yoda does not have any children. The baby's name, Grogu. We're going to refer to the child by name. It is not Baby Yoda. There's no evidence of a connection to Yoda, except they're the same species.
All right, Stan, I'm sorry to interrupt you. What you just took to task CC Sabathia for dressing like this. What is the difference between him dressing like that and you knowing this well the difference between Yoda and Baby Yoda?
I'm very disappointed in CC.
But not yourself?
No, you're nerd shaming after outing yourself as a nerd. Billy's got a very fair point here.
No, you will never see Fleet doing this. No, this is what CC attempted to do is admirable. And have you noticed his hands? He went with the hands, too. I just noticed that. He painted his hands green as well.
Dude is lucky he's a multimillionaire because no woman on the earth would touch this dude. And you know what? Go to @NickWilsonSays on the Diamonds Direct Twitter feed. Honest question. Yoda or Shrek? Because I still can't figure out which one it is. We've got Tommy Tremble, Panthers, newly
look at that robe.
What was that?
He just has the energy in this picture is that I was once a pastor and I just made some bad decisions. And so now I'm on the corner at Brookshire and somewhere trying to get my life together. This just doesn't look great. I'm sending some more prayers up for CC.
He looks like if Shrek dressed up as Yoda trying to sneak into Comic-Con.
Look at that outfit. What is he doing? I'm sorry, Nick. Go ahead. Tell the people we got a new Panther coming up, man.
No, Billy. Billy got me there. He looks like Shrek if he was dressed like Yoda going into Comic-Con.
No, Shrek, you can't come into Comic-Con.
Shrek damn near 7 foot. And trying to dress like a dude that's like 3.5 feet.
Tommy Tremble coming up in just about
bless your heart, Tommy.
20
your
minutes.
Your first time on this station. You're
on this station.
Ass.
In
you're
the meantime,
crazy.
No laughing matter is the Hornets. There's nothing funny about the Hornets' injury situation.
No,
Miles Bridges in the health and safety protocols. He will likely miss the rest of the season. Now, we're saying that. Nobody's reported that, but Shams Charania did say 10 to 14 days until he can get back. That's the likely timetable. There's 12 days left in the NBA regular season. I just continue to look at where this team is, and I have to just suspend all expectations. I think they're probably going to stay at 8. I think that they have, when they have tried, they have played well enough, and they seem to find more of a consistency here over the last few games. So I think that's to be the case, and the next four games certainly are favorable to that happening, Stan. So I think they'll stay at 8, but I'm not going to put any expectations on this team because we've just hit critical mass of injuries. It's just maddening that. Now, as you get LaMelo back, as you get Malik back, psych, bye Miles, and P.J. Washington also out on tonight's show.
So I'm hoping that P.J. will be back, that he takes a day or two and get his personal affairs in order. I hope that's something that doesn't linger. We all know that we need as much help in that painted area as possible. That's just going to be an issue and likely the demise of this team moving forward for the remainder of this season. Miles, look, I would love to get Miles back. I'm looking at the days. I mean, there are four games this week. He's going to miss all four of those. And there are four games next week. I would love to say we're going to be all hands on deck for Saturday, May 15th, back at Madison Square Garden. But I can't count on that. Do we have enough? LaMelo Ball, Terry, Devontae. Or is Devontae out tonight with the knee? What's up with Devontae?
Devontae is out. Actually, I don't think Devontae was on the injury report.
Okay, so he must have just had that discomfort for the game tonight. All right, so Devontae, let's just say he's hobbled. LaMelo, Devontae, Terry.
Oh, actually, by the way, nope. So in addition to Miles and PJ, Gordon, Devontae, and Cody are all out.
So Devontae is out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Stan, take it one game at a time. We still have enough, led by Terry Rozier, to get it done. Malik Monk, this will be a really good time. You haven't played like Malik Monk since you came back from that ankle. I know you reserve the right to get yourself together. LaMelo Ball, need to see you as well. We're going to need all hands on deck tonight. Now, you know, Detroit played last night. They got beat. So the Pistons are now 3-11 coming off of back-to-back, or the second night of a back-to-back. Don't we have to win this? Yes. Isn't this still a winnable game?
Not just a winnable game. You've got LaMelo. You've got Terry. You've got at least five other NBA players that you should be able to put on the court.
That didn't sound good.
They should win this
Nick.
Game. It's not Nick, even up for debate.
Nick, that didn't sound good. You said LaMelo, Terry, and they got five more other NBA dudes they can put on the court.
My point is, it's debatable that Detroit tonight is going to put out there five dudes who actually should be playing in an NBA game. At least you can say, even though they're not, they shouldn't be playing as much as they are, and I'm looking at you, young McDaniels, can we stop with the turnovers
tonight.
Already?
Yeah.
At least those dudes are rotational pieces in the NBA.
Yeah, the Detroit Pistons lost to Orlando last night, 119-112. They're starting, you know, Hamidou Diallo, Killian Hayes, Sadiq Bey, Sekou Doumbouya, and Isaiah Stewart. Like, Cody Zeller and Malik Monk and Caleb Martin and Jalen McDaniels and, of course, you know, Terry Rozier and Melo. That should be enough to do something with this crew. Say that again?
Real quick, Jeremy Grant is actually out for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So, they should win this game.
Corey Joseph, I think, is out for them. Wayne Ellington, I believe, is out for them. The Pistons are, I don't want to say trying to lose, but I don't know that they're putting their best five on the floor. We're just at that point in the season, and that may be by design, quite frankly. Vegas says Hornets by four.
Meanwhile, also an injury update on Gordon Hayward. Now, Gordon Hayward, we had confirmed earlier this week, earlier in today's show, was out of the walking boot. The Hornets PR team sending this out about 30 minutes ago saying, Gordon Hayward's recovery from the right foot sprain he suffered on back when includes no longer using a walking boot and beginning weight-bearing exercises. All additional updates on Hayward's progress will be provided as appropriate. With Miles' ailment being on the health and safety protocols, without Miles, without PJ tonight, and without Gordon Hayward.
Devontae?
I'm thinking just from the forward perspective.
Oh, from the forward. I got you.
You've got McDaniels.
Yeah. Caleb Martin.
Caleb, if we want to call him a forward. Are we going to have to go with a double big lineup? Are we going to have to go with a Cody and Biz lineup? Or is Vernon Carey Jr. going to have to log some minutes at forward tonight?
That might not be a bad idea, actually.
Yeah, I kind of feel like this is the game to get him in just to see what he has.
Yes. Like that a lot. Mm-hmm. So what does that do to our bench? That means Malik Monk, Brad Wanamaker, and probably Caleb Martin off the bench. That's what we're down to?
That sounds about right.
So we're going eight deep tonight at Detroit. Okay.
You know what? I'm going to lock it in, Stan.
I'm going to
do it. I feel them getting the win here. I know you don't want to do it. I know we're all feeling a little bit anxious. They come back tonight in Detroit. Lock it in. Hornets win. Lock it in.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Do it. If you're going to do it, this is the time to do it. Believe now or hold your peace.
I just don't see the value in locking this one in. Why are we locking it in against the Pistons?
Because
isn't their arena
Pistons?
Like Little Caesars Arena or something? Like, is that what we're doing here?
Yes, I think that's exactly what we should do.
No, let's limp through this one, and how about we revisit locking it in Thursday when the Bulls come to Spectrum?
Oh, so you don't – wait. Let me understand. The guy who was gung-ho about locking in against the Milwaukee Bucks last week now can't lock it in against the Detroit friggin' Pistons?
Well, first of all, I was reluctant to lock it in. I was comfortable with the point spread, and the point spread was 9, and they lost by 10, so that made me feel terrible. But then I locked it all the way in because I was feeling good and distracted by the NFL draft. That's really what happened there. The NFL draft – took me off the focus. Yoda would be disappointed. I wasn't focused on what I need to be focused on. I was carrying the weight of too many other things. Afraid I was. I'm going to reserve my locking in until Thursday when we get some bodies
right
back. Let
well
me see what's
unlike
going on.
You, I put it on the I put them on the line, all right? Socks
are you
on.
Sacking up today?
Socks are on.
Nick
I'm
Wilson
sacking
right
now.
Up.
Lock it in
at Detroit. Woo! What a lock city.
Well, you're over here saying sound like you're afraid, and also people saying that it's starting to curse like Mac. No, I'm just in a cold streak. I don't I don't have a 15-year curse streak. I've only got a 3-game losing streak when I lock it in.
Please tell me, like, I'm not a gambling man, I really am, but, you know, if we happen to get to a casino, I'll just play around for the sake of the hell of it. Please tell me you're not that guy. Fleet, hold this couple hundred bucks. Don't give it to me, and then you come ask me for the money. Like, Nick, you just lost a few hundred. No, I'm serious. I can take care of this. I feel it. I'm just in a cold streak. You aren't that guy, are you?
We don't have to be hateful. 704-570-9610.
No win to say win.
What are your expectations tonight without Miles Bridges and P.J. Washington? We've got one final segment to come next on Sports Radio FNZ. Sports Radio FNZ, final segment of the show in 5 minutes, Stan. Tommy Tremble, Panthers' newly minted tight end. He's going to be joining us on the Technicom hotline. So excited to talk with him. Big thanks to him for joining us. Also, big thanks to Bill Ryder for joining us as well. And, of course, we started the show talking about Matt Rhule's comments today on the clubhouse. Just a reminder, guys, all this week we're going to have the Panthers draft class on to talk about joining the organization. And I got to say, Stan, this offseason, which I think was even better than last offseason. I thought they did a great job in free agency, and obviously everybody seems to be happy with their approach in the draft as well. Expectations should and are raised now going to year two of Matt Rhule.
Yeah, and Matt Rhule used the word, and he didn't add any nuance or context to it. Matt Rhule said the goal this year moving forward is the playoffs. We want to win the division, and we want to be in the playoffs. And then he began to start massaging it. Once you get in the playoffs, you kind of see what happens. You do what you can. Coach Rhule knows what I know. There's a list of names here in front of me of recent first-time head coaches that have come into this league and had success very early. Training wheels off, Coach. You're getting paid a lot of cash, and you have essentially full autonomy. I like what you and Scott Fitterer have done this offseason. These last two drafts, and I know Marty was obviously here for the one last year, you have elevated the overall level of talent on the roster. Now go coach your dudes, and it's about winning games, and including this offseason, obviously, Sam Darnold.
Well, and I think that is where I was going to go. Sam Darnold is a fourth-year player. So my expectations for he and the team, I'm not saying he has to be Joe Montana, but the growing pains that you give to a rookie or second-year quarterback, that's not where we are with Sam. The guy has started 38 games in his career. He was the starting quarterback for the entire time he was there. The only games he missed were because of injuries and mono. Mm-hmm. So because you went with a veteran quarterback, that also expedites the rebuild to me and my expectations.
And that's reasonable. That's reasonable. Like, listen, and that's why I looked up and down at this roster. Hassan Reddick, Daquan Jones, Pat Elflein, Cam Irving, like a healthy Christian McCaffrey. You know, you think about the relationship that Roddy got paid partially because Sam was throwing him the ball. They have a connection. I look at Rashawn Melvin and A.J. Boye and Denzel Perryman Jr. There are enough veterans that have started meaningful football games in this league that we should elevate the profile of what this program looks like under Matt Rhule. That would be my expectation, and it was comfortable. I'm glad, and it was good to hear him be comfortable using that playoff word. Some coaches run from that word.
By the way, we're going to be joined by Panthers tight end Tommy Tremble here in a couple minutes. I know usually we go ahead and give our what you burning on, but as we have that conversation about expectations, I still will look at this, and I think the offense, I still don't know what the offense is going to look like. You know, I said earlier I expect Terrence Marshall to be a big contributor because of where he was taken and his talent. But, you know, like, there's enough questions up front. Who are going to be the five guys protecting Sam Darnold? That as I look at this team, I'm pretty confident that the defense can be a top 16 defense. So I kind of feel as if right now my expectations are for that to lead the way and for the offense to figure itself out as 17 games goes on.
Yeah, my expectation for Sam, I like the way he has played throughout his career in the month of December. You know, he's got a lot of wins in terms of what his win-loss record and ratio is. So I'm going to, and I misspoke earlier. I said I want to see what he looks like in September. I don't know if this is going to work or not around September. But I'm not going to judge him and give him his final grade until he finishes this thing out. Teddy Bridgewater
Stan,
looked like a different
here,
dude
buddy.
In December.
We actually, our guest on the Technicom hotline here. Joining us now, Notre Dame tight end and newly minted Carolina Panther, third-round pick, taken with a 20th pick of the third round, Tommy Tremble on the Technicom hotline. Tommy, welcome to the show, sir.
How you doing? Thank you guys for having me.
Welcome to Charlotte. I would like to lead with that. We're excited for you to be here. As we have this conversation, though, right, we know what you played in college. We know how people see tight ends in the NFL. Describe your playing style for Panthers fans who might not have watched a lot of Notre Dame football last year.
Mm-hmm. So what I got my really named for, what I was known for, was the blocking side of the tight end position and seeing how I lined up everywhere all over the field, no matter if I was in line or at fullback or even at wing, like the blocking was violent and physical. And that was something I really got my name out there. But a lot of people don't know is the versatility that I can do in the passing game as well, which I'm really excited to show out.
Tommy, I've heard comparisons, and, you know, again, congratulations, first of all, but you do hear the comparisons and the projections. You know, what can Tommy's ceiling be? Brother, I'm hearing names like George Kittle and Kellen Winslow Jr. How do you feel if you've seen those names or when you hear those names associated with your potential and projection?
I'm just really thankful that I'm in the position I am right now. You know, I feel like I've worked my way to this point, and I'm not going to stop working. And so hearing those names really flatters me, but I want to go and be the best Tommy Tremble I can be.
So, Tommy, as you get acclimated to the NFL here, obviously your first head coach in the NFL going to be Matt Rhule. We're not really sure how much interaction you've had before the draft, since the draft. What are your first impressions of Matt Rhule?
He really seems like a guy who's ready to win. And so from what we've talked about and what we've and how we've interacted. He seems like a guy who's ready to just go out there, take the field, and do anything possible to win. And so I'm excited to be with him, the new OC, and OC Joe Brady, and especially with my coach, position coach, Coach Ainge. I'm really excited.
Tommy, a lot has been made, and I understand that, about, you know, J.C. Horn, your fellow draft mate, given that he was a top 10 pick in the Carolina Panthers' first choice there in the first round, and his NFL bloodlines. What some people may not know, you also come from some NFL bloodlines. Speak to some of the things Dad has shared with you over the years in preparation for this moment.
You know, my dad has showed me, you know, what it takes to be at that next level. He was a guy who's like, you want to get what you want to get. Like, it's not talent that's going to take you there. It's work. Because everyone's talented. Everyone can do all that stuff at the next level. The thing that separates people is the work they're willing to put in. And so I've been told that my entire life, finally being in the position I am, I'm not going to stop working. You know, some people feel like once they get to the NFL, get drafted, they really feel like they succeeded in life and they're kind of done, you know, doing all the hard stuff that I do in college. But I feel like I can't stop. That's something I can't physically do.
Tommy Tremble, newly minted Panthers tight end, rather, on the Technicom hotline here. Closing minutes here, Tommy. I got to know. We found out that Phil Hoskins, your draft classmate, big defensive tackle out of Kentucky, his nickname is Big Snack. Does Tommy Tremble have a nickname?
It was funny. A few of the guys at ND used to call me, I always hated this nickname, but Tommy the Train, instead of, because I run through a dude's face, really.
Oh.
So why did you hate it? Is it because of Thomas the Tank Engine?
Yeah, that was something, but my parents didn't call me that when I was a kid, because I used to bust through baby gates when I was like three all the time and break all the wooden ones.
Well, listen, man, we're ready to see you break through some opposing defenders. As we said, congrats on getting drafted, man. Congrats on or welcome to Charlotte, rather. And I am the big snack of this station. I'm a large human being. So if you ever need any food recommendations, you call FNZ's Big Snack and I'll set you up, my guy.
Yes, sir. That sounds great. Thanks again.
Thank you so
Tommy,
much.
Congratulations
there.
Again. By the way, I would like to remind folks that Tommy's birthday is on June 2nd. He, too, is a fellow Gemini. So just so if you're keeping track,
what?
Tommy Tremble is June 2nd. I'm June 4th. And Sam Donald, our quarterback, is June 5th. It's going to be a great Gemini season this year.
Why are you trying to turn this into the astrology hour? Are you related to Miss Cleo? Has that been something I missed?
Listen, man, it's Gemini season.
Call me now. This is very impactful. Call me now and I'll lock it in on the Hornets against the Detroit Pistons.
Can you do a Cleo Yoda?
Call me now. In, you must lock it.
All right, guys. That does it for the show. There's nothing else to go from here.
Oh, my God.
Thanks to Billy DeMarlin. May the 4th be with you, Stan. Love you, buddy. Great stuff.
Nothing but love, Charlotte. Nick Wilson, Billy DeMarlin. Y'all enjoy Star Wars tonight, man.
Stay safe and be good, Charlotte.
Stop.
Lord, I love you, Carolina.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
See you later!
Charmed, I'm sure.
That's all, folks.
Okay, bye.